الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is the great benevolence, mercy, compassion, kindness, limitless beneficence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has brought us on the cusp of Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the month of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. The anticipation, the excitement, the trepidation, the expectation for this month can be evidenced from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. The 2 months before Ramadan could come, already the anticipation and excitement was there, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان, and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. On the one hand is the expectation and fervor that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, not only for himself, but in order to make the ummah understand what a great blessing this is, what a great ni'mat this is, what a great opportunity this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله تعالى أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. This is such a great ni'mat and bounty. On the one hand, we see the anticipation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that 2 months before already he starts making dua. Weigh this against our reaction. What was our preparation for Ramadan? What was our anticipation? We'll find to varying degrees different types of preparation were taking place. Many of us have this mindset that the preparation for Ramadan is to pack the freezers with savories, is to prepare the food for the time of Sehri and Iftar. There would have been those amongst us, unfortunately, who have become so used to masiyat, so used to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there would have been an element of trepidation. There would have been an element of concern as the days passed and as the coming of the month of Ramadan became inevitable. Just last week was a long weekend. How many amongst the Muslim community were running helter-skelter, whether it was to Drakensberg, whether it was to Transvaal, whether it was to Cape Town, whether it was to various holiday destinations throughout the country, that despite the coronavirus pandemic and despite the various warnings, We had to get this out of our system. Let us have the holiday quickly while Ramadan is coming. There would be those of us who would have become so habitual to that plasma screen, to that instrument of zina that brazenly is evidenced in the homes of the ummah, that wherever you walk, illa mashallah, when it's, you go for gush, you walk into a person's house, the first thing you see is that plasma screen. 40 inch, 50 inch, sometimes curved screen, so many million pixels, instrument of zina. Some element of caution would have entered the heart. Ramadan is coming. There would be those amongst us that will take one chadar or one cloak or one sheet and place it over that screen with this expectation that for 30 days we'll cover it up. After the hilal of Eid is sighted, we'll remove it. There would be those sins which we had become so used to. Now Ramadan is coming. So this debate, this conflict starts within us. That in Ramadan, at least out of the respect for this month, let me stay away from those sins. Let me start frequenting the masjid. But instead of heading in this direction with anticipation, with fervor, with excitement, with this conviction and understanding that Allah is giving me another opportunity, there would be those of us, Allah forgive us, there would be that element of dread. There would be that element of trepidation. We have become so habitual and so used to Allah's masiyat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience. Weigh this, my respected brothers, weigh this level of ingratitude that exists amongst many of us. Put that on the one side. On the other side, the expectation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other side, the preparation Allah Himself makes. Mafhum of the riwayat, as the Shaykh rahimahullah in his Fazaili Ramadan, and I am digressing. My respected brothers, we want to maximize the potential of this month. This opportunity will come again or not, we don't know. If there is any lesson that we should have learned from this virus or pandemic that we are going through, it is the realization that we can take nothing for granted. Not our lives, nor our health can we take it for granted. Allah has given in the entire humanity a stark and a clear-cut wake-up call that stop taking things for granted. This Ramadan, Allah brought it. Whether we'll see another Ramadan, we don't know. The clock of our life is ticking. Constant reminders of our mortality. Constant reminders of the ephemeral nature of the life in this world we received already. So let us take this Ramadan seriously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, look at the extent, the preparation that Allah Himself makes. As I mentioned, I'm digressing. One very, very important sabak before we continue is that every one of us make this intention. This kitab, Fazaili Ramadan of the Shaykh Maulana Zakaria Rahimahullah, it's part of our Tablighi Nisab. Daily our jamaats in the masjid, it's part of their ta'aleem. This kitab, Fazaili Amal, that is read. That section, Fazaili Ramadan, from now, make it part of our daily ta'aleem. Read this with your family, read it at home, read it in your individual time. Go through the various ahadith pertaining to the month of Ramadan in advance of Ramadan, so that to some extent, inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq to maximize the potential of this month. Coming back to what we were saying, one is the expectation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the intizam which Allah puts into place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as the Shaykh rahimullah mentions this riwayat in his Fazaili Ramadan or sections of it, innal jannata latuzayyanu o latubakharu min al-hawli ila al-hawli lidukhuli shahri Ramadan. 2 months before, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts making dua. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my Allah starts decorating Ramadan, starts decorating Jannat. Allah starts the decoration of Jannat in anticipation of the coming of the month of Ramadan. When does Allah start this decoration? Not 2 months before, not 6 months before. Allahu Akbar, according to the riwayat, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, from that time, Allah commands that Jannat should start being decorated for next year's Ramadan. فَإِذَا جَاءُ وَلُلَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ When the first night of Ramadan comes, which will in our context either be Monday night or Tuesday night, Allah knows best. When the first night of Ramadan comes, هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ فَتَصْفِقُ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ وَحِلَقُ الْمَصَارِيعِ فَيُسْمَعُ بِذَلِكَ طَنِينٌ لَمْ يَسْمَعِ السَّامِعُونَ مِثْلَهُ When the first night of Ramadan comes, a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of this wind, the leaves of the trees of Jannah, they start shaking. The leaves of the trees of Jannah, there is a rustling sound, as sometimes when the wind blows, we hear amongst the leaves. The door handles of the palaces of Jannah start clattering. There is a fervor, there is an anticipation, there is an excitement. With this movement of this wind, everything starts blowing in Jannah. A melodious sound emanates, the like of which no one has ever heard. As a result of this melodious sound, Jannah becomes excited. The Hura'een of Jannah, the damsels of Jannah become excited. What is happening? When this starts taking place, immediately the Jannah of Allah starts making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, let there be in this month those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will utilize this month in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are to become the residents of Jannah. The Hura'een, women of indescribable beauty, women of such beauty, the damsels of Jannah, that the Quran, Allah's kalam, does not get tired of describing these women. Hurun Ain, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ What evocative descriptions Allah gives of these women, these damsels of Jannah. When they hear this breeze, they also start making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, in this month, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will utilize this month in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are to become our husbands. This is the preparation Allah puts into place. What is our expectation? What is our anticipation of this month? What is our preparation of this month? قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Allah, through His fazl, through His grace, through His rahmat, through His mercy, has given you a great chance, a great opportunity. Allah has kept you alive to experience another month of Ramadan. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Become happy. Become happy. Make istiqbal of this month. Welcome this month. Anticipate this month. In what manner? With the fervor, with the expectation that this month deserves. This is another opportunity, another chance. Allahu Akbar, coming back to our mushfiq, our kind, our compassionate, our merciful master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautifully, the Quran describes the extent of His mercy, where Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We have not sent you as anything, but a mercy to every alam. Look at the manner in which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't want his ummah to miss even one chance of this month. Occasion of Jumu'ah, I've mentioned this many times, it's impossible to do justice. But just very briefly, few of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the manner in which he presented this month. One occasion, khutbah is being given. All of a sudden, Rasul Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at sahaba. Suddenly he says, Mada yastaqbilukum? Wa mada tastaqbilun? What is waiting for you and what are you waiting for? This is one translation of this expression. Actually, this expression, Mada yastaqbilukum? Wa mada tastaqbilun? Has an undertone, a nuance. Something is about to happen. Something momentous, something gigantic, something of great importance, something which cannot be missed, cannot be taken for granted. Mada yastaqbilukum, wa mada tastaqbilun thalathan, three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this. Sahaba alam, what is happening? Umar radiallahu ta'ala who stands up, Ya Rasulullah, awahyun nazal, has some revelation come down? Has some revelation, has some wahi come? That you have reacted like this. Qala la, he said no. Then Umar asked, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a'aduun hadar, Ya Rasulullah, some enemy come. Such sight, such basirat, such hikmat, such ulum, Allah bless Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. So sahaba were afraid. Has Allah revealed that some enemy, some impending attack is about to occur? Mada yastaqbilukum? Wa mada tastaqbilun? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says no. Then sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened that has caused you to react like this? He said, Ramadan is coming. Ramadan has come. Inna Allah ta'ala yaghfiru fi awwali laylatin min shahri Ramadan li jami'i hadhihi al-qibla. In that same riwayat, Ramadan has come, a month in which on the first night of Ramadan, Allah makes the maghfirat of my ummah. Such a month, another hadith, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas, qad adhallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr, shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwan, man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fima siwa, wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fima siwa. وهو شهر المواساة وشهر الصبر وهو شهر المواساة وثوابه الجنة وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه إلى آخر الحديث. The riwayat of Ubada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Atakum Ramadan, Shahru Baraka, Yaghshakum Allahu fi, Fayunzilu Rahma, Wayahuttu Al-Khataya, Wayastajibu fihi Dua, Yandurullahu ta'ala, ila tanafusikum fi, Fayubahi bikum malaikata, Farullah ta'ala, Min anfusikum fihi khayra, Fainna shakiya, Man hurima fihi rahmatullahi azza wa jal. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ فُتِّحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ تُفْتَحُ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتُغْلَقُ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. وتغل فيه الشياطين فبعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فبعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. Riwayat upon riwayat. Even if we don't know Arabic, we can sense the anticipation, sense the excitement of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't want his ummah to miss one second, one chance, one opportunity of this month. The riwayat of Salman Farsi which I mentioned. Oh my ummah, a great month has come. A Mubarak month has come. A month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. If you will do a nafil act in this month, Allah will reward you with a farz. If you will do a farz act in this month, Allah will multiply it 70 times. It is a month of mutual sympathy. It is a month of sabr. The sawab of sabr in this month is Jannah. It is a month in which Allah will increase the risk and sustenance of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit, which I mentioned earlier, again, Ataakum Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has come. The month of barakah. Yakshakum Allahu fi. Allah covers you with His barakah. Allah sends down His rahmat, His mercy. Allah forgives your sins. Allah accepts your dua in this month. Yandurullahu ta'ala. Allah wants to see in this month that you are competing with one another so to earn His mercy, to earn His compassion, to earn His maghfirah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may boast about you in front of His malaika. And then my Nabi says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. It is indeed, a very unfortunate person of my ummah that is deprived of the mercy of Allah in this month. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which I mentioned earlier, هَذَا رَمَضَان قَدْ جَاءَ. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. The doors of Jannah are flung open. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Shayateen are tied up. بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness is such on such a level in this month that a mercy to humanity. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, may he be distanced. May he be distanced from me, from Allah, from Allah's mercy. May the curses of the malaika descend. All these translations we can put to this expression. لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. For that callous person in my ummah who finds Ramadan and still fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. Who takes this month for granted. Who doesn't greet this month with the fervor and anticipation that it demands. Who doesn't take this opportunity when Allah is giving you opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, finally he says, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. If even in Ramadan you will not come to the masjid. If even in Ramadan you will not shed those hot, hot tears. If even in Ramadan you will not ask Allah for forgiveness. If even in Ramadan you will not make the effort to become muttaqi. If even in Ramadan you will not hasten towards the Quran, towards Allah's remembrance, towards Allah's obedience. If even in Ramadan you will not stay away from Allah's masiyat, from Allah's disobedience. If even in Ramadan you will not exert and strive. Then famata, when are you going to do it? What more are you waiting for? Is there some guarantee that you have many, many more years? The verse of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Jannah is opened up. Jahannam is closed. Shayateen are tied. Doors of mercy are open. Barakat and rahmat is raining down. Allah is accepting our du'as. Allah is wiping away our sins. What is the requirement? Allah should have commanded you, fast in this month, obey me in this month. Yet look at the tone. Look at the tone of Quran. O people of Iman, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting, in other words, staying hungry during the day, has been prescribed upon you. Allah could have just commanded. Yet, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes, you tell your small child something that you know he doesn't like. Listen, don't do this. Don't do this. You know the nature of the child is such that he's not going to like that. Nobody likes to be prohibited from something. Especially food and drink. Stay hungry. This is something that's averse to the nature of man. So Allah has commanded you with that. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ. There are no comparisons and parables for Allah. But look at Allah's kindness. To soften the blow, in an example, in a maternal example, you tell your small son, listen, don't do this. Don't worry, I told your big brother also not to do it. Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffa, there is an expression, something you don't like, when it becomes general, then it is lightened. So what does Allah say? We have ordained upon you, prescribed upon you to stay hungry. But don't worry, it's not only you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. The nations of the past also were told. The Yahud and the Nasara also were commanded that they also must stay away from food. The Ahle Kitab also were commanded, you are not being targeted or singled out. This is this type of expression. But what is the difference? Mufassirin mentioned the previous ummah, their fast, there was only iftar, there was no sehri. It was almost a 24-hour fast. When the sun would set, they were allowed to eat till they fell asleep. When they fell asleep, the next fast would start. Initially, for this ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also it was the same. There was only iftar, there was no sehri. There's one sahabi, Qais bin Surma, Ansari sahabi, a resident of Medina Munawara. He used to work in the sun, he was a shepherd of camels, arduous labor in the sun. In the evening he comes home, just before the time of iftar. He asks his wife, is there any food? She says, there is nothing, but I'll go out to make some intizam. She goes out, and by the time she returns with the food, Qais has fallen asleep. What is the hukum? Once you fall asleep, the next fast starts. So 24 was already have passed without any food, without any drink. Now the next fast, standing in the sun, desert sun, ghushi alay. All of a sudden he starts fainting, can't bear it. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah halaktu. Ya Rasulullah, this is too difficult. Can't bear it. No sooner is the complaint already placed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such is the shafaqa, through the tufail, through the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel is already dispatched, kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khaytul abyad min al-khaytil aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu as-siyama ila al-layl. That, oh my beloved, for your ummah it is different. The previous ummah only iftar. For your ummah there will be sehri also, there will be iftar also. And not only that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah in his kitab, he mentions, Allama Aini Rahimullah, he mentions 17 sahaba, riwayats of 17 sahaba with regards to the benefit of sehri. So let it not be this mindset, have a late supper, skip sehri, deprive ourselves of the opportunity of tahajjud, deprive ourselves of Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah SAW said, tasakharu fa inna fis suhuri baraka. He said, partake of sehri, because in sehri is baraka, is great blessings. Logically, if you're gonna get up in the early part of the morning and eat sehri, the burden of the fast is lightened. The expectation of hunger is less, logically. Yet, we are encouraged, tasakharu, partake of sehri, and not just partake of sehri. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-mutasakhirin. Another riwayat, Rasulullah SAW said, Allah sends down His special mercies. The malaika make dua for those of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will partake of sehri. One side sehri, the other side iftar. Allahu Akbar. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, you will see that day, my malaika circumambulating, making tawaf of my arsh. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. What are the malaika doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are making tasbih of Allah. They are praising Allah. They are glorifying Allah. This is for 11 months of the year. Ulama kiram say, when the month of Ramadan comes, then Allah commands His malaika that stop your tasbih now. What must you do? Say Ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of iftar. The dua at the time of iftar, la turad, is never rejected by Allah. This is such a time, the time of iftar. Unfortunately, we can analyze our reaction. Someone is worried about the samosa, someone is worried about the bhajia, someone is worried about how the halim came out, someone is worried about the coke and the pepsi and the milkshake. Our attention is everywhere else. Malaika saying Ameen. Allah has opened His door of acceptance at that time. What more opportunity do we want? Let us take advantage. At the time of iftar, the door to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is open. This is such a man. Lo anna rajulan لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person in my ummah keeps one nafil fast, nafil, not the fast of Ramadan, nafil fast, nafil fast. What's the difference between nafil and farz? Allahu Akbar. One sahabi says, saying of a sahabi, he says, if Allah gave you a life till Qiyamah and you fasted every day, nafil fast, all that nafil fast put together will not equal one farz fast of Ramadan. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if one of you, if my ummah has to keep one nafil fast, and then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball, this entire earth is turned into gold and presented to him in exchange for the one nafil fast, لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ, that entire earth out of gold will not be sufficient payment for the one nafil fast. What is Allah giving us on the fard fast of Ramadan? What is Allah يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ لِأَجْلِي. Allah says, he has left, given up his food. He has given up his drink. He has given up those things which he desires for my sake. As-sawmu li, fasting is for me. Allah says, fasting is for me. Wa ana ajzi bihi, and I will give him the special reward of that fast. I will. One narration of this hadith, ulama say, ana ujza bihi. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I become the reward of his fast. If he wants to find me, he will find me through fasting. When the fasting is done correctly, when the fasting is done in such a manner wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obeyed. Fasting, time is very limited. In fact, we've already run out of time. Allah says, what is the johar of Ramadan? What is the jewel of Ramadan? Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting was ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the nations before you. What is the prize? What is the goal? Not just staying hungry, not just staying away from food and drink. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you find Allah, so that you get taqwa, so that you connect with Allah by staying away from haram, by the tongue fasting, by the eyes fasting, by the ears fasting, by the heart fasting. And like I said, I've run out of time, but very, very important, what is the wazifa of Ramadan? Many Muslims, particularly of Indo-Pak background, we have this. The moment we hear of some big night or some big opportunity, straight away, Maulana, what's the wazifa? What's the wazifa? Especially amongst some masturat also, what's the wazifa? What is the wazifa of Ramadan? Shahru Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Look at Quran, what does Allah say? The month of Ramadan. Interestingly, this is such a month. Allahu Akbar, it is said the 11 months of the Islamic calendar. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Thani, Rajab, Sha'ban, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. These names the Arabs kept. This month Ramadan, even this name Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan. This word Ramadan comes from the root word Ramadha Yarmud. Salatul Awabin. Salatul Awabin, referring to chas salah, we find in the riwayat. Hina tarmudul fisal, Ramadha Yarmud. When the ground of, when the feet of the animal, of the foal, becomes heated on the ground, that is the time for chas salah, 10 or 11 o'clock, when the ground becomes tepid or hot. This word Ramadha Yarmud means, comes from the root word to heat things up, to burn things. There are various explanations ulama have given. Time is limited. One explanation I'll give. What is the link between burning and the month and Ramadan? Ramadha Yarmudu means to burn, for things to become heated. They say if you want to destroy something, you can tear it, you can break it. But whatever you tear or break, you can piece it together again. The most conducive manner to destroy or obliterate something so that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month when even the record of the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. This is one explanation. Other explanations ulama have given. Coming back to what we were saying, Shahru Ramadan. What is the first thing Allah mentions about Ramadan? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is the month of the Quran. This is the month of the Quran. Imam Malik rahimullah, he said, great scholar of Islam, when Ramadan would come, he would close all his kitabs. He would sit in the masjid in i'tikaf, day and night in the recitation of Quran. When someone would come to speak to him, he would say, La kalama ma'a kalamillah. How can I speak anything else besides the kalam of Allah? إنكم لا ترجعون إلى الله بشيء أفضل مما خرج منه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will never find Allah. You will never get the closeness of Allah. You will never connect with Allah with anything more conducive than that Quran which came from Allah. فرض الله لكم صيامه. فرض الله لكم صيامه. And this I will terminate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has made fard, ordained upon you, the fasting of the day of Ramadan. And how beautifully my Nabi puts it, وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. And I, your Nabi, have made sunnat for you, the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other ummah received this. No other ummah received it. One chance in the year. One chance in the year we get, my respected brothers, to stand in that Taraweeh, to experience the sweetness of the Quran, to let the nuraniyat of the Quran permeate our soul, shake our heart, shake our wujud, shake our existence. This is Allah's kalam. This is Allah's kalam. There is no greater shifa. There is no greater cure. This is nur. This is majid. This is hikmah. This is shifa. This is hidayat. Hours and hours, that 11 months of the year, our youngsters, both ears were clogged, jiving to haram music. Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. 1, 2 in the morning in front of that shaitan box. Now is the time to make tawbah. Now is the time to connect with Allah. Look forward to that taraweeh. Don't deprive ourselves. First night, masjid is full. Second or third night, what happens? Half the crowd, then quarter the crowd. Then we'll see you on the 27th. One chance in the year to listen to Quran, and this is the attitude of the ummah. Few years ago, I was in Jamaat. I always mention this. We went to one town in South Africa. Outside the masjid, they got parking signs. One arrow is pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats taraweeh. Another arrow pointing this way, parking for 20 rakats taraweeh. In other words, if you want to take shortcut, we speak, arrange special parking for you so you can run away quickly. Where is the love for the Quran? Where is the shagaf for the Quran? Where is the anticipation for the Quran, my respected brothers? Leave the fiqh ikhtilaf. I'm not going into the fiqh ikhtilaf. The riwayat of Allama Munziri rahimullah, for each sajda of taraweeh salah, of nafil salah, in the night of Ramadan, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajdas, 60,000 hasanat every night. Imagine if Imam Sahab of Hilal had to make the announcement, listen, those who come for Taraweeh Salah, first Taraweeh Salah, underneath your musalla, there'll be 1,500 rands. What will happen? Can be coronavirus pandemic, can be whatever government restriction, will break the barriers. This masjid will be full, all four floors will be full, the courtyard will be full, even our elderly people who are on wheelchair will bring them. Why? 1,500 rand. 1,500 rand. Allahu Akbar. What is my Nabi saying? 1,500 hasana for every sajda. Every sajda. Why are we depriving ourselves? For every sajda, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of red ruby with 70,000 doors made out of gold. For every sajda in the month of Ramadan, in Taraweeh or outside Taraweeh, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and you will not cross even the shadow of this tree. Let us not be ya'lamun ta'lamun. Let us not be those who put pressure on the hufas to finish the taraweeh quickly. What is the rush? Where are we rushing to? Take out time. Do less dunya. Do less chasing after the dunya. Give more time in the night. Stand. Ask the hufas to read instead of one para, 3 paras. Let the nuraniyat of the Quran permeate our hearts. Take advantage of this month. We don't know if you will live to see another Ramadan. The prize, the goal, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Become muttaqi in this month. Become muttaqi in this month. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. We'll get an opportunity or not, we don't know.